Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you get indigestion? Do you have acid reflux? That's the new big term. And it's astounding how many people do. You know, I titled this segment Food Everywhere. It's like, you know, being in a rowboat in the ocean. Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. In this case, it's food everywhere, and yes, you can eat it. The catch-22, you're going to end up with indigestion. Not everybody, okay? Not everybody. And in fact, you know, it's really interesting because digestion is a matter of enzymes, one of them being betaine hydrochloride. And interestingly enough, my very favorite nutrient, pantothenic acid, converts into betaine hydrochloride. That's another one of the reasons why I love that particular vitamin. But here's the deal. Almost everything you eat has to be broken down into teeny, tiny particles. And the reason I say it that way is, look at the size of your mouth for your body. Okay? Now, think about the size of a mouth on a cell. Obviously, so small you can't see it unless you're with a microscope. And the mouth is called a receptor site. So the question is, how do our cells eat? What happens when we eat a piece of fruit? We break it down. We're supposed to chew everything at least 40 times. Most people don't. But you chew it, you make it into a pulp as much as you can, it gets into your stomach, and then your stomach lining secretes enzymes, your pancreas secretes enzymes, and now we're breaking the food down into smaller particles. But it's not just laying there. Your food is actually being agitated so that there's a mixture. Otherwise, what, the enzymes are just going to lay on the top and you're hoping you're going to break it all down? No. So the little bit of agitation mixes the enzymes in with the food stuff to break it down into the smallest particles it possibly can. So where does indigestion come into the place? Where does acid reflux manifest? Here's what happens. Because most human beings in our country, I can't talk about anywhere else, but I know about our country, are mineral compromised. Because according to our government, we have no deficiencies. Okay? Don't believe them. I don't believe them. Maybe that's, you know, what you want to do, you do. I don't believe them. Okay? And what I see happening in the health food industry is that people are buying, and forget the drugstore brands and the box, big, you know, Walmart, Kmart, those kinds of products, they're not going to be healthy. They're going to give you very little for the money. Even though you're spending very little, you're going to get even less than value. Okay? That being said, shop the health food stores. So in the health food stores, most people buy multiples. You know, a daily multi. Well, if you take a look at the amount of minerals in a multi, there's not enough in there. And why am I bringing up minerals in relationship to acid reflux? Because on one level, it's the cure. Here's the deal. At the top of your stomach is a sphincter, and that is supposed to close when you're agitating your stomach, when you're breaking down your food. Well, it is driven by muscles. And the deal with muscles is that muscles require minerals. Because what happens is your mind, it talks to every muscle in your body through a biochemical electrical impulse. However, minerals are light switches. And if you do not have enough light switches in your body, well, guess what? Some cells are not going to get the message. And what happens is that those cells and those muscles become weak. And, you know, the body, like anything else, has its own divine intelligence, and it's going to prioritize its resources into the most important functions to ensure that you survive. So without enough minerals, guess what? Your sphincter at the top of your esophagus, or at the bottom of your esophagus, the top of your stomach, because the stomach's a sac, doesn't close. And in the agitation process, you get what we call blowback. And so what does the medical community do? Oh, well, we'll stop the acid by stopping and blocking your digestive juices. What's that going to do? If you're eating the Great American Diet, you're already getting only probably 30% of what you need on a daily basis. Well, I don't know, maybe I'm being optimistic, or maybe I'm being pessimistic. Let's say you're getting 60% of what you need. The point is, you're not getting everything of what you need. So, but let's say you're eating the American diet, you're getting 60%. If you're doing dairy, then you've got phlegm and mucus, not only in your lungs and your sinus cavities, which everybody relates to, especially when they get cold, but what no one ever thinks about is mucus in the intestinal tract. When you have phlegm and mucus caused by dairy products and sometimes grains, when you have that in your intestinal tract, it blocks the little tiny holes that the nutrients use to pass into your bloodstream for distribution. So you can begin to see the problem. You can also begin to see why we are as sick as we are when we're as young as we are. Shouldn't be happening. So the ways to fix that is, one, minerals. This is another reason why you need a good multi-mineral. And by that, I mean, look at the calcium-magnesium ratio. Now, there's all kinds of controversy about that, too. Some people think that it should be a 1-to-1 ratio. Me, I'm old school and slow to change from the basics. My attitude in life is, if you stick to the basics, you stick to the fundamental truths, what is understood from a nutritional point of view, not man's point of view, but from a natural point of view, you're going to be a hell of a lot better off. And so I do the 2 cal to 1 mag. So look at that. And look at formulas. You should get at least maybe 700, 800, 1,000 milligrams of calcium. Let that be the guide in your choice of a multi-mineral. And you want to make sure it has the macros, the cal, the mag, the zinc, the micros, the chromium, the manganese, and the trace, like molybdenum. So look for something that's going to give you the greatest variety of minerals that you can find. That's number one. Number two, there are digestive enzymes out in the marketplace. I even sell one. Honestly, I'm not a fan of digestive enzymes for the simple reason that whenever you do an enzyme, you train your body to be lazy. It's the same thing when you do a hormone. And I don't care what anybody tells you, it's training the body to be lazy. Look, when you do a raw glandular, no matter how much they desiccate or defat the gland, they cannot get all of the hormones out of it. So what you're doing is you're bringing a hormone into your body. Does it make you feel good? Absolutely. Absolutely. The catch 22, what you're telling your gland is, don't worry, don't work so hard. I'm going to supply the hormone so you don't have to do the work. Now, what happens with that? Very simply, your gland will become lazy, just like some people you know, lethargic. The downside is that in that lethargy, your gland could actually atrophy. And then you're in worse shape than ever before. So think about your B vitamins. They are what make your enzymes. So improve your enzymes and get rid of and bring in more minerals, and you'll do well. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz.